Right, so you may have decided that you want to make your work available with Open Access. What do you do next? You have two main options, Gold Open Access and Green Open Access. In the Gold Open Access model, publishers will charge the authors an article processing charge, or APC, which could be a few hundred or up to a few thousand pounds, but then they make the article free for anyone to read directly on their website. Some journals will be entirely open access, others will use a hybrid model, where they let the authors choose, either pay the APC and make the article free to read, or go for the more traditional model, where it's free for the author to publish, but readers have to pay to read the article. With Green Open Access, you as the author would publish for free in a traditional journal, so the article would normally be behind a paywall. However, you are allowed to make a version of the article publicly available on a repository. The publishers allow this, but they do impose some conditions. For example, you can usually only upload your accepted manuscript. So that's the final version of the text after peer review, but before typesetting, before the publishers add their logos and tidy it up into columns and so on. There's also an embargo period of a few months, sometimes up to a few years, before you can make that Green Open Access version available. Now, some disciplines have a specific repository, such as PubMed for medicine, but while you're at Cambridge, you can use Apollo, our institutional repository. Here's what you have to do. Go to openaccess.cam.ac.uk and look for this button here, Accepted for Publication. Click on it and click on it again, and you will be prompted to read some information and enter some information about the article and provide us with the accepted manuscript file. Once you've done that, our team at the Office of Scholarly Communication will create a record in Apollo and send you the link when it's ready to share. We will check your publisher's policies and make sure we apply the right embargo and so on. And if you declare any funding in the form, we will also check your funder's requirement and help you make sure that you comply. Get in touch if you want any more information.